Blog Talk Radio.
Once in my life.
don't deserve me. I'm not alone anymore.
stop and stare, as if they'd never seen a heart in love. And though I see them, I don't care, 'cause I'm too busy thinking about our love. Thinking about that each and every morning, I wake up to that love glow. We'll be right back. star, all you say I'm sailing. Well, that goes to show what you need to know. Cause I ain't yakking up and I ain't backing. My love can get with your love.
We can step right up and into the popping. Yeah. Hey, boys, y'all ready? We gon' get it. If I'm going to the dance party with all my dancing shoes and everybody dances on my back beat, shame on me. If I'm out of my bed,
bathroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, this is the Listener Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alika. That was 30 minutes of uncut. I had a long day. I had to go to Stevie Wonder to figure out some things, and Stevie always had the answer for at least the last 50 years. That's what I'm talking about. You recording artists, put some time in. You got to do the work, and then you'll have somebody listening to your music for 50 years. It ain't that hard, but hey, that's what it is, man. Thank you, lady. You put the new thing in there, and you told me go ahead and do the thing the way I'm supposed to do it. So for that, I'm new. You know what it is. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's how I was feeling all week. I'm trying to tell you, just like that, JP. I think JP in the building. Are you in the building, JP?
See, that's why his name is Stevie Wonder, because that brother knows
to
amaze me.
Oh, for real, JP.
Man, Stevie, yeah. Stevie, don't never let you down.
Not one day, not one day. Yeah, that's what Lady did, man. She showed up and she blew my mind. She said, yo, go dig in the treasure chest and pull it out. I said, you know what? I'm doing it just for her. So that's what we're doing. This lady said she wanted to dance tonight, her and her sad friends or whatever they is. I said, you know what? I'm going to make the music for you first, and then I'm going to let your friends dance a little bit. Just a little tiny bit, JP. Well, you know how old people dance. You know how old people dance?
Oh, they're like the line dancing, two-stepping type.
No, man. See, you blew it. You blew it, JP. See, first of all, okay, I'm going to introduce you to Bernard Wright. Bernard Wright is from New York. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rumor has it that he's a Bertha Flack's son. Okay? Good. So he grew up like we did, playing music and whatnot. So he was trying to explain to us back in 1984 that we will be dealing with the video generation in the future. I kid you not. Check him out, man.
Yeah.
Check him out. Check him out.
Make you mad. You won't be destroyed. You won't be destroyed.
JP, after you came, I guess it was the video generation, right?
Yeah, definitely. With that Michael Jackson art from that Thriller album, and it's Cyndi Lauper, a whole bunch of them, Weird Al Yankovic, when MTV first started that stuff.
But anyway, I wasn't going that direction, JP. I was just saying, y'all think that old people be into line dancing and all that type of stuff. We're like, yo, wait, where you get that line dancing stuff from? Hold on, JP. I ain't gonna hold you, because this is why older people set the pace, because we cool. You know that? Did you know that? Man, hold on, JP. Just hold the thought. Hold the thought, man. Hold the thought. Take it, man.
All right.
Thank you. nobody, baby, like me.
Out of henchmen. I must be dreaming.
I know that's what I mean. I said, ain't nobody, baby, like me.
What time is it? Is it time to get my hair done yet? I said, what time is it? Time to just walk and shake my head. I'm cool till I'm dead. Enough has been said. Come on, baby, let's go to bed. Everybody,
walk, shake my head.
Hey, JP. Hey, JP.
Yo.
Hey, can you do line dancing to that? Can you do line dancing to that? I'm asking, JP.
You
got to
do it pretty fast. You got to be moving fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I sometimes tell you, see, people, they misunderstood what we was setting the track for in the music business. We were setting it so young people could take it up, and, yeah, we didn't mind you taking 30 seconds of the thing, but at least call me so I can give you the real 30 seconds of the music that I never put on the album because people wasn't paying us properly, so we never gave them the real music. You know what we're talking about, JP. They stole the garbage, right. JP. They stole the garbage. Right. But be that as it may, it's time to give people some real music and some real writing and some real books and some real everything because it's just our time. You know what I'm saying, JP?
Absolutely.
All right, JP. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's what you got to do for me right now. You ready, JP?
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Shake what you got, JP. Shake what you got. Can you shake what you got? All right, man. Don't worry about it, JP. Don't worry about it. Somebody shake what they got.
Lay my
Well, that's what we do on the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I was trying to get JP to shake what he got. You can shake what you got, JP. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can hang with that one.
Yeah, see, that right there sounds like some marching band music, right?
Yeah, that's doing definitely high energy.
Yeah, the dance band, man, the dance band. See, we didn't do line dancing. We didn't do line dancing. Somebody must have told somebody some fib or something. Yeah, man. Listen, I was with two artists today, right? And these artists, they can spit. I mean, they really can spit, right? But the music that they got, it was like, man, it was making my head hurt. Really, I was like, damn, how you spit to that? And they was really up in it. And I was like, I can't go no further with that because that's not what I produce. I guess when you're an executive producer, you pay for it and you tell people what you're not going to accept. Is that what some of the rules?
Right.
Ain't nobody never explained me none of the rules, JP. I just decided to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so what I did for the youngest, right, I said, you know what, I'm going to make y'all listen to this tune because y'all got my head spinning. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean pre-spinning? I said, man, listen to Bernard Wright, man. Because A&R is part of the business, JP. You got to tell people what don't work. You got to tell them what don't work. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right? All right, Bernard, I'll tell you better than I can. You got your head spinning.
Tonight. like is I have to go for it. And I like what I see, baby. Come here. I got real bored on a Friday night. I couldn't find a damn thing to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped on in to see what I could see. Everybody knew what I was looking for. I was looking for some company. That's right. I slid on over and I asked her name. The fella was bad to the bone. I showed her my stash and I kissed her cheek. The only kind of rabbit takes. She knew I was bad when I dressed up in the rag. She said,
how much money you make?
Let's just say there's more money you'll ever see in your lifetime.
Yeah.
wear tonight. If you think I'm cool, you're right.
Somebody say Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Check it.
Personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Bree Silica. I was making sure JP understand that people such as myself, we don't do line dancing, bro. I don't know who can do line dancing with me. Come on, we can do it to that. We can jam to that.
Man, that Bernard Wright tune was so beautiful. It was like two songs in one. That girl was crazy.
Yeah, my head's spinning. That's why I told the youngest. I said, yo, y'all be taking 30 seconds out of a song, and y'all don't listen to it. Like, the song was 4 minutes, and look how many changes was inside the song. Okay? So what I did is I made the youngest listen to the song. I made them listen to it. And I said, I want y'all to spit to this song. So when the song came on, the first part of it, funky, boom, it was gone. And then you know what happened, JP?
He turned on them.
He did a change. He did a change. They took off their tempo. They took off whatever they had in their little mind. You know what I'm saying? So then they were just shaking their head for the rest of it. And then they listened, but their attention span was gone. And then right when your attention span was gone,
Bernard brought the music back.
He brought the music back, but on a different level. So now they tried to rap back on it, but they couldn't ride the horse. That's all I was saying.
So I told them, go back and do your homework.
Yeah, go back and do your homework, man, because we was doing music, and they stopped playing our music all over the world because, hey, we play music because nobody do nothing with it. But try to listen to it. You can't duplicate it because you ain't got the skill set. You don't have the skill set. You don't have the temperament. You just got a bunch of ticky-talk, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the room to get that off, bro. You got to be in the room to get that off. All right, we got Mr. Ross somewhere in the building. I was not being mean to anybody doing whatever they was doing. And what's up, Mr. Ross? Uh-oh. Is Mr. Ross out there? I don't know.
Peace and blessings.
Oh, there you go.
Blessings and blessings.
Did I hear?
Yeah,
you know, I know you know him.
Yeah, boy. If you read the credits on that, you might see Donald Blackman in the background of that.
I told you, go ahead. I'm listening.
And it's crazy because I didn't know it I didn't know until after I met him, you know, and I didn't. Talking to Bernard Wright on the phone was really cool. I was like starstruck. You know? I was like, "Yo," because he had one of my favorite songs. And the funny thing about it, it came on Video Music Box, and it was the first time I ever seen anybody do what he did. I don't know. I still to this day don't know how he made the video, but it looked like he was rolling around, and it was "Who Do You Love, Girl? I'm in Love with You," and I've been a fan of that song for so long. And the funny thing, man, this is funny. I'm in the studio with Blackman, and I said to him, "Yo, I got an idea, man, to take that same song, do it over, and then let me spit some bars over it." So he was like, at that time, a lot of musicians, that's what I'm going to say, a lot of you cats, you know, y'all wasn't really into that part of sampling and using anybody else's segments, because then that means you got to pay them. So he was stuck on the fact that, you know, having to go and pay for using somebody else's thing is like, nah, we can create our own jam. And then the funny thing about it, right after I gave him that idea, it happened two times. I'm gonna tell you this real quick story. So the first time was with the Bernard Wright thing. So then right after he shut me down and said, nah, he ain't interested, here comes Total and LL Cool J dropped the damn song. And I was like,
oops.
I was like, what the hell?
Right.
And then I meet Tony Smith. And then I did the song with Tony Smith. And I come to find out she was Jamaica Funk. That's what it is. And I was like, well, what about using that one? And she was on that. She was ready to say yes. And before we can get it done, Mariah Carey took it. And Mariah Carey and I think it was ODB. And I was like, what the hell? You know, so it's like crazy. Something minds think alike. And it was just crazy that the coincidence going down. Yeah, you know, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. The thoughts of me doing that and then saying it to him, and he was like, nah, he shut it down. And then that is one of the biggest LL Cool J songs, too. You know what I'm saying? It was because everybody related to it. And then the Mariah Carey, when she brought back the Jamaica Funk, it was hot. You know, sometimes that's what the young people are doing now with our stuff, too. They're taking some of our stuff and just revamping it with their little spin on it, with their different trap-sounding drum patterns or the, you know, more high elevated hi-hats. And, you know, so we got to remember that when we were coming up and we was trying to show the older people what we were doing, they looked at us like, where you going with that hippity hop? You know what I'm saying? That's what they called it. It's like, where you going with
that
hippity hop
stuff?
they was like, it ain't going to last no time. That's going to be done. And here we go 50 years later, and it is one of the biggest, because there's not an entity that does not have an influence of hip-hop in it. And I tried to, like, look at it, but in China, Japan, Russia, Yugoslavia, Spanish, whatever you want to name it, you can listen to some sort of, even when they started to put it into the kids' music, that had me going. It was like, what? Forget about Barney and Sesame Street. They started putting hip-hop beats in the background. And I was like, this thing is everywhere. It's influenced everywhere. And I mean,
that's true.
You see where it come from, the artistry of the older music from the musicians. They really made it. Like, James Brown really never got the just desserts that he needed to get. He was
with that. That's what I keep telling y'all about. James Brown knew that people was going to sample his music and take it to the next level. That's why he made that statement. He said, yeah, man, I make the best shit that people can steal. He said that. His music is the best shit you can steal. He loved when you bootleg his shit. He loved it.
Yeah.
he got a kick out of it. Because, see, now, like I said, we grew up in segregation. So our music can only go to that market, this market, whatever market we can open up for ourselves, which was the Chitlin market. Okay? So that's how James Brown and all the other black bands made it through the Chitlin circuit. Okay? And to this day, we haven't reopened it. We haven't revisited it. So now me working with the younger artists who do the hip-hop, I'm just reintroducing them to the music, more than 30 seconds of it, introducing them to the changes, introducing that if you could rap 5 minutes and 42 seconds over this, you're going diamond. And they going to understand what I'm saying. Watch when I come out with this next hit. My youngin's going to show you what's up. I'm in the laboratory again, JP. You know what's up.
Put any beat on, I can ride it. Any beat you put on, I can rock to the end. I'm a jockey.
That's what happened. Listen, Mr. Ross. That's what happened, Mr. Ross. See, you got too much credentials for me to do that. Okay. See, me, I would be the guy who called Bernard and called certain people and said, look, can you just play one song for Mr. Ross, please? Here goes some bread. Boom. And give you that live uncut shit. Because, see, I know what you can do, bro. And you play with the people that I know. So I know for sure you got that. But I want you to come and get your live shit. That's why I said, we'll fly there and come to your backyard. Because I want to get you where they call you Mr. Raw. They don't call you Mr. Raw because you cook halfway, sideways, or some shit like that. You come with that shit, bro. I heard you. But anyway, I ain't going to be putting too much praise out there, because JP be like, I do music too. Right, JP?
Of course he does. See, this is why we got to get this together to let them understand. They don't understand. Mr. Raw is the middle of it. But see, JP comes from the core because he can play instruments. He knows chords. He knows fragments. He knows more of the musician part of this thing called music. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, without a drum machine and a sampler and a computer and a program, Mr. Raw is just straight. That's why I always made sure I was good with more than one thing. I'm straight vocal at that point. When you strip everything away, but I still ride that beat with my verse. I still make sure
that I handle
vocally. But put me in
that's
there with the drum machine, and put JP in there with the instruments. Oh my God! Yeah. This is where I want people to understand. You know, put you on the drums.
Can I cook dinner while y'all playing music?
Oh yeah.
You're the one on the drums.
He got to play drum and cook
dinner. I do it both.
Yep. So
we'll have a great time. We'll be eating and beating at the same time.
That's what we're going to do, man. We're going to put the music back together because Humpty Dumpty was pushed. And like I was telling this lady, look, man, we're going to piece together Humpty Dumpty with some crazy glue. Might look crazy doing it, but I'm telling you, when my youngins come out with this new hip-hop jazz, that's what it's called, ain't nobody going to be able to touch that. They ain't going to be able to touch it. They're going to have to just go ahead and give up the diamond. You know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not playing with them. I'm going to give them something they can't touch. But before I do that, I'm going to let Johnny Good Ty Watson tell y'all why people like me exist. Stay tuned. Listen to this.
Get a vote. on Sunday. People ain't got time. It's a cold thing. Damn shame. Time change. Smoking that bush. Sipping that juice. Living that life.
We were talking 100%. Because I listened to that song right there, and you can see that Mr. Watson went into the studio. I think there was an 808 drum machine or something like that. And then he had that overdub and all that. Something like that, right, JP?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you listen to it, I mean, I listened to it good through the speakers. I was like, oh, he went in the studios and did it the way the young people say do it. And then just play the guitar, overdubs and all that. And that thing is stomping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let me tell you, you can make some good music, bro. You just got to know how to program it too. I've learned that too. I've been surprised by seeing dudes that had no skills as far as instruments, but knowing how to arrange it by clicking and dragging. It's surprising. I had to give it up. At first, I was very rebellious about it because I was like, yo, they don't know how to quantize. They don't know how to this, they don't know how to that. But if you can arrange music, and you have all the elements in front of you, it's just now everything's a little more easier. It's easier now instead of having to call JP over to play this and call you over to play drums, and you didn't have the money to pay these people, and you didn't have the technology or the space or the instrument. Everything is right in front of you on the computer, just click and drag, and you can get music, and it'll quantize for you. This is what makes these guys feel like they're full producers. You know, you got to. Sometimes they really are good with it. You got to give it to them.
Well, look, I'm not going to argue with that because, like I said, I didn't do my music for the past 20-odd years. I've been doing other people's music. So I understand how people do it. I know some phenomenal producers that put that stuff together. But all of them are anal. They're really anal people. I talk to them, really deal with them, and they want to be in the room by themselves, which I'm saying, okay, fine. Be in the room by yourself without my drums, so. Without my drums, no, yeah, I can't do the way, no, I can't do the way you do it.
I want to be around y'all. I'd rather
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all.
So the music I produce with the younger people.
If I had the chance to be in a studio with you, the four of us, incredible. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Something's going to come
out. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you, because now the young people that I produced 2 years ago, a group called The Lost Crew, these cats were phenomenal. They could do harmonize, they can acapella, all that. So they really wanted to do all that what you just said with the music. So I said, okay, fine. After y'all got the music the way you want it, let's go to the studio, and I'll put the drum overlays in it. So we did that, and the music was phenomenal. But now we couldn't go on tour because I didn't have any musicians that could play that type of music. So it didn't, like you're going on stage with a computer and a drum kit. And I've seen a few bands do that. But that ain't I did it. I've actually done that too. But that didn't give me the feel I wanted. I couldn't break a drumstick, okay? And if anything happened to that drum track or that computer, I got a solo.
Right.
And that's an awkward place to be live if you're a live musician. So I just took myself out of that particular business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely understand that. But I love the vibe of a band over just a drum machine any day. You know, drum machine is a personal thing. That's a one-on-one, sit there amongst maybe even two or three people with some collective ideas, people that can play the piano and do the synthesizer, and then, you know, y'all can collaborate. But when it's a live band and dudes know how to give the drummer some and how to get the bass line some and pull it out and give me a drop and put, you know, that right there, that's the excitement. That's the excitement. That's that feeling, that vibe that makes you want to thrive. It doesn't matter. You can mess up and it's no big deal because it's like you're on stage. You know what I'm saying? It's no big deal. You go in there, you fumble a word or two, so what? You know what I'm saying? That's the whole essence of this whole entire thing. It's not. Sometimes they don't get it. And now, but then not even they don't get it. Now they over get it because now they're so simplified with it that they can mumble and say whatever they want to say and it's a hit. And I'm like, people like me, you, and me, you and JP is looking at that like, that's a hit?
I heard JP say that they dumbing down the people with microwave music. So I ain't gonna let JP get out of that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
Stop playing, do what you need to do.
That's it.
To do whatever pleases you. You see through, right at the very end. I lay that verse down, big bro. I'm gonna let y'all have that verse right there.
Yeah, you gotta get them.
That song gives you energy. That song gives you energy. That song gives you a, I love the way that song gives you that feeling. And I guess that's why it's like, it's making me feel like, wait a minute, when I pause on it, I want to change the flow from one way to another, because I like the breakdown. I like when he breaks it down and goes, get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
What do you say? There's one word you say under tone of another word, but I can't never. Do you say group or do you say wordy? I don't know what you say, but I was like, every time I hit that, that's my favorite part. I don't know why. You go, get your mind right. Get your mind right. I gotta finish that verse. I gotta finish that verse because I love that. That's one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? That's when he played that for me. He
that's
got one
stuff,
that he's pulling out on. He has this one that he played and flipped it on the IG one day. It sounded like it was some church in the background, and he refuses to send it. You know what I'm saying? This is already my 5th birthday. He's refusing to send that because he knows that that one right there, I need a little time.
I'm pulling the church stuff out later.
Yeah, I need a little time. I can't promise you no verse in a week. If sometimes it's a verse in a day or a week, or I need a little time because I really want to construct it properly.
Absolutely.
And it's too bad it ain't like back in the days that we all were in the same place. We're all in such different places, New York, and in D.C., Philly, and Miami. But if we were all in the same place for a week, expect great things.
That'd be a problem.
Expect great, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that would be enough. It's a little problem.
Yep. All we need is like one of the females that we was interviewing. That can sing or spit like that. Man, that's all we need.
We got a 503 trying to get in on this on Family Vibes. Check what they're saying. 503.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, great guy. What's up, bro? How my brothers and sisters doing, man? What's going on, KB? How my brothers and sisters doing, man? Shit, I just got off work a little early, man, and try to tap in and see what's going on. I'm watching Miami, Philly. You know, it's a different time zone out here in Portland, out here in the Northwest on the West Coast. So.
Oh, yeah.
No worries, bro. We're glad you tuned in, bro. We're glad you tuned in because JP and I and Mr. Raw, we decided that we like music. We really like music. We like all types of music. But we really want to come up with this music that we all got our hand and finger and foot in that we could just unleash on the world just one time and see how we do with that as a practice.
Oh.
What's our need for music?
KB got that West Coast.
What you need?
Hey,
is there anything that you think you may need from me, man? Let me know.
See? I told you. He got that. Hey, man, check this out. Playbook.
Y'all know I'm in Oregon, right? All right, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I got to share this with y'all. Y'all know I'm in Oregon, right? Okay. You know I got the blog at Sex and Strange. I am the cannabis connoisseur. Okay, well, check this out, man. Oregon marijuana passed a law earlier this year in January, actually the end of December, all right, 21, right? That they said they was gonna up all the concentrates, all the THC levels of the concentrates, da 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 da. It was gonna up the levels, you know. When I first read it, it sunk in, but it really, 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 really didn't sink in until May, January, March, April. 5 months later. I'm telling y'all the truth, man. I'm crappy not. I'll send y'all the link, man. They upped the THC percentage levels on all edibles, concentrate, flower, which is the grow, and then a motherfucker can buy more. All right, so I went and picked up a strain called Donnie Burger, bro. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this strain. It's GMO cookies crossed three times over with itself with another strain called Han Solo Burger, which has PMO cookies in it too, okay? But the THC level on this is 41%, and this is an indica, man. Look here. Y'all kind of sourced like I am, man. This is, I have been basking in what's been the we've been feeling the brand new, we've been feeling the effects of the brand new laws, man. It's lovely. Let me tell y'all right now. Yeah, y'all, yeah, man.
I believe Philly,
DC. They're trying to make America get super high.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Man, I'm not trying to tell you. No, I'm medically and legally prescribed for this, man. I don't got no meniscus in my right knee. I broke my right ankle twice, once playing college football in 1990, and one time again taking the garbage out, man, down the stairs, man, Super Bowl Sunday 2017, man. I still work, okay? But with me not having a meniscus in my right knee, man, I'm actually bone on bone. And our weather is different. So every time, you know, it gets about 60 degrees or something, I can feel, or 55 or below, especially if it gets cold up here, man. Man, I try to stay in the house. But I usually travel, you know, because I have family down south in Louisiana, California, Arizona, Vegas. So I try to go to hot areas during that particular time of the year so my bones don't ache. But the actual THC in the marijuana actually has an actual terpene in it, man, that goes straight to my pain. It's a pain.
Wow.
Man, it's real.
Well, shit, well, that's what's up.
Yeah, but look what happens. GMO, yes. Yeah, I was going to get some of that, right? And the thing that they got that is worse than GMO, because the people be burning it or whatever they doing with it, and they all look like zombies. Everybody's like a zombie. And they burning it, and I'm like, we used to burn it in secret, but okay, cool, you burn it walking down the street. I don't think they getting anything out of this high content thing when they burn it, actually, because it don't make them look like they're getting any smarter. And I thought when we were younger, they said, if you were dumb when you burnt it, you'd be dumb you're dumb before, you're dumb after. I don't know. Is that still true or what?
That's speculation.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say this. Because for me, see, I was a college athlete and I ran the streets, okay? I will say, you know, in a, like, major pioneering legal state, okay, what I do see and have seen since I've been a patient, since the legal inception in 2013. I've been a legal patient ever since Oregon has been legal, okay? What I've seen, though, you know, the awareness for youth and things of that nature. My generation, you know, I started smoking weed probably about 13. Smoking weed a lot, I'd say about 14, 15, now it's about 84, 85, okay? It was different back then, and it was regulated. The grown folks, that knew that you smoked weed and they had the good stuff, okay, that they would turn you on to the good stuff and always try to hit the young cats. Hey, man, we know you're going to be out here. You know, even family members would always be some type of responsibleness about it. There is some of that, but I will say that I think as older adults that indulge, that are connoisseurs, at least what I do is I try to educate and let the youth know that, you know, you probably, even though it's going to be probably more in your face than normal, okay, you really shouldn't be trying to smoke weed until you graduate from high school, okay? Especially if you're a student athlete. And with the youth, the mind development. Mind development, man, is and they've done studies on this, man. It leads to schizophrenia. It can lead to schizophrenia, man. When children, you know, get a hold to marijuana at an early age.
Well, I heard all that what you said. Look like, you know, we had guardians when we were growing up, like you said, we had guardians and whatnot. That if you was proper, then people made sure you stayed proper. Made sure you stayed in school while you do whatever. Made sure you did what you were doing properly. So what I'm saying is right now, I don't see the young people paying older people no mind at all, okay, at all, on no level, herb or no herb. So for me, herb is a way to learn some manners. You had to learn manners. It was totally illegal, so we had to learn manners to get along with people. You know what I'm saying? So that's Oregon, because I'm over here burning some dark OG and I can smell that over there where you got in Oregon. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the people, look, we big grown folks out here. We're going to practice what we preach. We'll be right back on the Listening Room DC.
Saying what is right for me. I'm looking for the guru deep inside. They don't know about my spirituality. I don't project myself enough in that way. No more creeping and misleading. Things will work out fine if you do it this way. Just practice what you're preaching. Keep your focus on from day to day. Bless my soul, I know I think I'm dreaming. Cause I swear I saw a spirit on the scene. Was it just an angel or blessed Mary? Stepping on my toes when they dance that way. Bless my soul, place for you and me. But you try to drive me wild by changing all your style before I even put it on to see. No more creeping and misleading. Things will work out fine if you do it this way. Just practice what you're preaching. Focus on from day to day.
in the house all the way from Oregon, speaking responsible to all proper people, with all the people that track what we do. Be safe. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Good gracious, you can smell it over here. What is the name of that, brother?
Let me look at it again. I think it's Triple Burger. Yeah, it's Triple Burger, man. It is Triple Burger, man. It's a strain called Triple Burger. Go on Leafly or just punch in a Triple Burger marijuana strain. And it's a lot of people, it's actually grown and cultivated here, man. It came up out of Oregon, bro, okay? A lot of people ain't going to see this in the Midwest or the West Coast for another year or so unless you know somebody. And that's real.
See?
For
that's
real.
What I was talking about. I'm real with that. See, KB, listen, every time you say that to me and my listeners, it's like, hold on, KB, listen. We are your brothers in this world. We're your brothers. So we don't want to go to Leafy. We want to know what day we can fly out and see you. Yeah, bro, real talk, because guess what? We only going to get it this year by talking to somebody that you know. How you doing, KB? Nice to know you. People better act like they know that. Ain't that what old people say? Act like you know somebody, man. Because if you don't, you're going to wait till next year.
Well, just check this out. If y'all, look, I do a blog, okay? We have the only, one of the two only black-owned strain review companies in the industry, okay? We are www.sexandstrains.com. STRANS.com. We are the playboy of the marijuana review industry, okay? I am the West Coast marketing strategist and strain reviewer. Go there, man. Check out the blog. Shout out Cali Love. Oh, boy, Cali. We are based, we are a bi-coastal company, man. We are based out of Oakland, Portland, and Connecticut. No lie. We also have a...
Excuse
me?
It's the listening room. No, it ain't for you, KB. You preaching. I'm telling the listeners, you heard. See, you get the listeners. Yeah, the listeners got to hear what you say. I'm just confirming what you... I can't say amen while you're preaching because that might mess up your eye. So I tell the listeners, you heard. I apologize.
You can go to the Cannabis Connoisseurs page or the Growers page, and what I'm doing right now, what we are doing right now is the company is we're showcasing Oregon growers, exotics, and the dispensaries. There's a few dispensary reviews that I've done on there. I got some YouTube links, and they're very informative and educational. I basically give you the history of how Oregon became a pioneer in the campaign for legal medical marijuana, and it's basically four states that really kind of pioneered this. Oregon was the leading ones. California has so many problems. California's one too. Washington and Colorado. Okay. Anybody that knows or has been around marijuana before legalization and recreation and regulation, when it was illegal, understands that out here on the West Coast, the climate, the science of the weather, of the climate, is, and the soil, okay, is conducive for the growth from the earth, okay, for not just marijuana, but a lot of agriculture, okay?
Yes.
And if you look back, I want you guys to look back, okay? When Obama's first term, okay,
going to the second year of his first term. I believe it was in between maybe 2011 and maybe 12, I believe, okay? He signed the Agricultural Farmers Bill. You could look this up, okay? Out here in Oregon, okay, being black, see, we are, man, our population, man, that's another thing. There's a thing called privileged information, okay? And back when I have the ability to be privy to privileged information, man, with some of the relationships that I built with some of, you know, my growers and then being into, you know, being a actual patient since its inception and then seeing how things have changed from then to now. And then being able to throw different seminars and actually speak on this, you know, I've learned a lot, met a lot of friends and a lot of people in this industry that treated me to a lot of good information. But back to what I was saying about the climate, it is conducive, man, for agriculture. And when Obama signed that Agricultural Farmers Law, he opened it up, not just for just livestock farmers that do produce, oranges, fruits. Man, he opened it up for the marijuana industry, man. For real. For
yeah,
real.
I'm sure of that, bro. I'm sure of that.
Out here west, out west, where they had out west in the Pacific Northwest during the time when they were really, really pushing to get Washington D.C. on board. Man, they had to really like push. Okay, so fast forward to now. What all that did, what all I'm saying is some of the best weed has grown in this particular part of the country. It's just been a known fact for a long time. Okay, now there are other parts of the country, you know, let's just say like Connecticut. There are some areas in Jersey. There are areas in Virginia. Now, that's a cold thing because the history of hemp and marijuana and the Constitution, when they came over here, it was mandated for a long time. Y'all could look this up until like 18 something, I believe, that the 13 colonies, man, and they had to grow hemp. If you, it was a natural resource, okay,
right,
for the United States. For, yeah, the U.S. Constitution is written on hemp. Yeah, man, it was a major resource along with cotton, tobacco, and all that other stuff, you know. But that's a whole nother story. I can
well, look,
AV, to you about that too.
Look, AV, that's a conversation that we need to have on a whole different level. The show is coming to a close right about now. I thank you, KV, for giving the listeners your contact. They're going to show why they burning it. They number one and number two flavor. Hope that they can get your contact so they can find out when the latest developments are coming out. And we thank you for that. JP, I know you're over there smelling up something over there in Philly. Not quite the
sure
type what KV is talking about. But, hey, what can we say?
They sending that West Coast over here, but it's all good. Peace, love, everybody.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Man, I appreciate y'all, brother. I just love contacting with brothers and sisters that aren't from my region, man. Because you got to understand, when I walk outside and I go get in my car, man, I'm going to ride by and see a lot of white people, okay? I don't get a chance to just walk out and be amongst my culture, good, bad, ugly, pretty, or shitty. You understand what I mean? I got to go to the other side of town, man, just to see or go coaching.
Right.
Or, like my
man, so
sorry
to be able to converse and fellowship with brothers and sisters of a different region, you know, that I know where, you know, we have a black presence and it's real and things of that nature, man, it makes me feel good, man.
Yes, sir.
That's
and I thank y'all for that. I thank y'all for real.
Don't worry. We're going to close. We're going to close with that because that's what we got to tell our people. Put you in the air and don't worry. Please download the show so you can get KV's information. And let's be more educated on these matters, people, because we need to be more in tune or at least high enough to tune up something. Peace to the family. Don't worry, JP.
Yes, sir, man. My Twitter.
Stop all that, Buster.
Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather. I'm worried about my band. Oh, I won't worry. Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry.
gladly of my life. I give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.